with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Military sources in Ukraine say Russian forces have made advances into Ukrainian territory near the city of Kharkiv.
There is still heavy fighting around two areas of Ukraine's northeastern border with Russia. While this constitutes a new ground offensive, Russia's gains so far only amount to 1 kilometer, according to one senior Ukrainian officer. Reserve troops are being sent to the area. It's thought that Moscow has been preparing for a new offensive as it looks to capitalize on the delayed arrival of American ammunition and weaponry for defending troops. Kyiv is still adamant that Moscow doesn't have the resources to take the cities of Kharkiv and Sumy.
Correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Kyiv. The growing political influence of Hispanic Americans is prompting key organizers to band together to harness votes this November. Job Creators Network, in conjunction with the groups Benvenido and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, have just launched a national grassroots effort to reach Hispanic voters. Mary Thomas of Job Creators Network says the campaign is not about Democrats versus Republicans.
This is not about, you know, party. This is really about the issues and freedom and faith and life and entrepreneurship, the American dream, everything that we believe in. It's about fighting for American and Christian fundamental values.
Although national in scope, the new coalition says it will especially target Hispanic voters in six pivotal swing states, including Arizona and Pennsylvania, ahead of the presidential election. The UN says heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian terrorists in the southern Gaza city of Rafah has left crucial nearby aid crossings inaccessible. This is SRN News. Some good news for the Southern Baptist Convention.
According to the latest polling data, baptisms, worship service attendance, and small group participation at SBC churches all increased last year. The report from Lifeway Research does indicate that overall membership declined in 2023, but at a slower rate than before. The SBC remains the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S., with a membership of just under 13 million across nearly 47,000 congregations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says abortion advocates can proceed with lawsuits against Alabama's attorney general over his plan to prosecute people who help women travel to another state to terminate pregnancies. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson has denied Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's request to dismiss the case. Marshall suggests anti-conspiracy laws could be used to prosecute those who assist with appointments or referrals for abortion. This is SRN News. Some House Democrats are leaning into border security on the campaign trail after years of playing defense against Republican criticism, hoping to boost popularity headed into the fall election.
The party now argues that Democrats in competitive races can run on fixing the border while painting Republicans as obstructionists for rejecting the Senate's bipartisan border deal. Republicans passed a border bill in the House last year, but the Senate declined to take it up. Republicans currently have a 217-213 majority in the House, and the fight for control over the chamber is seen as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats are teeing up a plan to hold a new vote on the bipartisan border deal, which failed in February, while the Biden administration is considering its own actions. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
U.S. officials who predict, prepare for, and respond to natural disasters have a message for Floridians. It's not a matter of if, but when a hurricane will hit. The 2024 hurricane season is expected to be busy. More details at srnnews.com.